every cry is heard. By and Johnston. And it came to pass, that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging, and hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him, that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Luke 8 verses 35 to 38. It was just an ordinary day for Bartimaeus. Seated in his usual place along the busy road near Jericho, he clutched his garment close, made sure his beggar's cup was in front of him, and waited patiently for the sound of footsteps. Hopefully, today the people passing by would be generous in their giving. Recently he had heard of the teacher from Galilee who was healing people, but there was little chance that he would ever pass by on this road. Most of the Jews avoided Jericho. Then it happened. Hearing the sound of a great many people passing by, he asked someone near what was going on. When they told him that Jesus was passing by, he cried out with a loud voice, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem and had been preparing his disciples for the events that awaited them there. Even though his mind was filled with thoughts of his coming death, he still took time to hear the cry of someone in need. When others tried to quiet Bartimaeus, Jesus commanded that they bring the man to him. Faith rose in Bartimaeus' heart and casting his garment aside, he came near. Jesus asked him, What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? Bartimaeus replied, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. Verse 41 to 42. And immediately he received his sight, and followed him, glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Verse 43. It took faith and courage for Bartimaeus to cast aside his garment, rise from his place of safety, and go to Jesus. Jesus healed him, and he became part of the crowd who was following Jesus. What is your need today? It may be healing for your body, a financial need, or just wisdom and guidance for a situation in your life. Jesus is never too busy to hear the cry of a needy soul, his ear is always open. Let faith arise in your heart as you tell him what you need. Jeremiah 29 verse 13, And ye shall seek me, and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Prayer, Lord Jesus, we are so thankful that you hear the cry of a needy heart. We come to you today, believing that you will hear our prayers, and meet our every need. Devotion by Ann Johnston.